fish in Tubal. It's Turkey. So is Tagarma and Gomer. It's Turkey. And they're going to be allied. And it's interesting. The word chief prince means that the word chief is the Hebrew word rosh, the rosh prince. And many Bible scholars say that means the Russian prince. So Gog is the chief prince, the rosh prince in Hebrew, the Russian prince who's over the Soviet Union. All those guys restored under him. Turkey will be under him. And this whole alliance is going to be under his power and his leadership. I don't believe we're there right now, but that's coming. That's coming. And he talks about, and this is important that you understand this, that Amar Sarfati believes that this is, and I'm going to get to it, this is why this war is going to come up right now. It's a now prophecy. Here it is. It also says that under this Rosh or Russian prince, not only be the former Soviet Union, not only be Turkey, but will be Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya. Now let's just look at Ethiopia. You know who Ethiopia is? Sudan. Do you know what's been happening in Sudan vis-a-vis Israel? Anybody? Among the men? Lately? Nobody knows. Bobby. All right, come on. Let's get this.
Well, they've been firing missiles, and they've also been doing piracy, and Israel's had to deal with them.
Exactly right. You've heard the name. How many have heard the name Houthis? The Houthis. They're these people. They're these people in Sudan. They're allied with Iran. They're allied with the enemy of Israel. They're trying to take out Israel. And here they are, Ethiopia, Sudan. They're showing up in this invasion. And Sarfati says, see? They're going together. Then Persia. Anybody know what country Persia is today? Do you know? What is it?
Iran.
So Sarfati says, there it is. You got the Houthis in Sudan, Ethiopia. You've got Persia, Iran. They're going to join in with Russia. They're going to join in with Turkey. And then you have Libya, which is in northern Africa. There's going to be this great invasion. Let me tell you, Iran isn't ready for this right now. But Sarfati sees that. And so he looks at all of these people, and he believes that Khomeini and the evil regime in Iran were going to stay in power now, because he believes Ezekiel 38 that I'm reading to you is a now prophecy, and many other pre-tribulation people believe that. By the way, people that believe in the pre-trib rapture have another now prophecy, something that can happen at any time. Not only Ezekiel 38 and 39, but what other prophecy is a key prophecy most every pre-tribber believes will happen right now? And you should know this because you're going to go to college, you're going to hear it.
That the rapture can happen?
Yeah, the rapture. The rapture is going to happen at any moment. No, it's not. If I'm wrong, I'll be going up. Oh, sorry. Sorry. But I don't believe I'm wrong. It's a conviction with me, so I got to preach my convictions. You're free to disagree. But the rapture is not a now prophecy. As I just said, I described to you all the things. It's leading up to it. We're getting ready for it. And it could happen in your lifetime. Could develop in your lifetime. That's the key to be watching. But anyway, this thing that we're talking about, these pre-tribbers, how do they have the rapture be a now prophecy and believe Ezekiel? Well, here's what they do. Watch this. They say if Ezekiel 38 and 39 happens today and the rapture doesn't happen, there will probably be a gap. between now and the 70th week. There's some kind of gap they build in there. And they have time, and they say before the 70th week, some of these things can happen. You see what I'm saying? So here's what I'm saying. Let me try to explain a little better than that. That wasn't good. Let's say the rapture happens right now. Boom! We're caught out of here. The 70th week doesn't have to start with them right away. There's a gap of time after the rapture, the beginning of the 70th week. They don't get that in the Bible. They just write it in. And during that time, Ezekiel 38 and 39 can take place. Or, in case of Bill Salas, you know, he's a preacher, then these prophecies could take place. I don't believe in that gap. I just believe they're playing out as they're in the Word of God here. So you could look at these things, and so what is the biblical answer to the pushback in Ezekiel 38 and 39 and say that that's what's happening now? Russia is coming down with Turkey and Iran, and the regime is not going to be knocked out by Trump. No, it's going to lead to this big war in Ezekiel 38 and 39. What's my answer to that pushback? Well, I answer in this way. I don't believe Ezekiel 38 is a now prophecy. First of all, look at Ezekiel 38, verse 8, and then look at verse 11. I'm going to give you my first reason. It says in verse 8, after many days thou shalt be visited, in the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword. Who is thou? Gog, the Rosh prince of Meshesh and Tubal, or Turkey, and over the Soviet Union. He's going to come down after Israel's brought back from the sword. And it says here, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Verse 8. Let me ask you a question. Is Israel dwelling safely now? No. Look at verse 11. And thou shalt say, I will go up, that's speaking of the Russian prince, to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls. Are there no security walls in Israel? I think I've preached on that a number of times. That's not a now prophecy. It's got to have something happen to change all that. Israel's got to win these wars and have a false peace. Also, when it talks about these enemies in Ezekiel 38, do you hear anything about the Psalm 83 invaders, which are Syria, Jordan, Hamas, Hezbollah, those countries, and Lebanon, and Egypt, and Iraq, and the Saudis? Do you hear anything about that? No. So that's a later war. This war is in Psalm 83. The now one's got to happen first. I believe after Jeremiah 49, in my view of it. But it's this is later. This is another war. And then, if you look at it, in verse number 12 of 38, we're almost done, but look at verse 12 of 38. It says there, I'll turn there, you turn there. It says, to take a spoil, to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate. Then look at the end of it. Which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell where? One of the men tell me, where do they dwell?
In the midst of the land.
Does anybody know what that means? Speaking of Israel, that dwell in the midst of the land. Brother Bobby again. Let's go back here.
In the middle of the land that was originally gave to them, which is from the river Egypt to the Euphrates River.
Right on. Right now, they're just living in a little corner. They don't have that land. When this war takes place, they're going to have the whole land. Why? Because the Jeremiah 49. Why? Because of Psalm 83. Why? They won these other wars. So they're going to live in the middle of the land in security. No walls needed. They're going to be a superpower. And they're going to be prosperous. They're going to be rich. I hope the United States is enriched by being a friend to Israel. I hope Trump leads us. He's already done a lot of good things. I hope to God. Because we could use that for the gospel. We prayed that we could live in peaceable lives with all godliness and honesty. You could thank God you live in the United States of America. I thank God. And thank God for a president that's, he's a friend of Israel. You wouldn't see the European Union doing that. You wouldn't see Starmer of British do that, although he may kick in something, you know. In the midst of the land. You know where the middle of the land is that Bobby just described? It's the country of Jordan. Jordan will be removed. By the way, Jordan right now is squatting on top of the land allotted to the tribe of Gad, the Bible says. And I've talked about that from Scripture previous messages. So let me wrap it up here. Not only that, but verse 12 says that this war of Russia and its allies is not the same motive of the people of Egypt and Jordan and the Palestinians in Psalm 83. Their motive is that the name of Israel is cut off. They're jealous. They have that old hatred from Ishmael and Esau. They don't want Israel there. They don't put Israel on their maps for their kids in school. They don't even allow it to be seen. They're not wanting just to take the wealth. They want to just take their life, get them out of there. They hate them. But these people, under Russia, they want the wealth because Israel will be a superpower and have great wealth. And so they will come in and try to take that wealth. So I believe Amir Sarfati is wrong, that this war is a next prophecy. Right now we should look for what it says in Jeremiah 49. What does it say in Jeremiah 49 is going to happen? And by the way, let me just say this in a practical way. Donald Trump, because he's with Netanyahu, has said, in order to avoid us attacking you, you have to take out your nuclear program. They've never been willing to give it up. Never. Secondly, he said, you cannot have medium-range or long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles. You have to get rid of them. Only 300 miles. You can just a short-range missile. That's all you can have. They'll never do that, in my opinion. I mean, I'd be shocked if they did. I don't believe they'll do it. Elam, they're archers. They shoot. That's what they're all about. He said, you've got to give that up. Why do you think he's saying that? I believe God putting that in his ear. And I believe he's a friend of Netanyahu. And Netanyahu is in his ear, and that's a good thing. Some people are worried about that. Alex Jones is worried about it. I'm not Alex. You have nothing to worry about, buddy. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. Netanyahu is a great leader. And so, not only that, you know the Abraham Lincoln is over there, right? Bobby, you know ships. Do you know right now he's threatening, he's probably doing it, he's moving in another aircraft carrier? You don't do that. And you don't meet 3 hours with Netanyahu. And what did Trump say? I heard him say it on tape today, videotape, because I listen to this stuff. He said, we are done signaling what we're going to do. We're going to keep you in mystery when we're working war on you. If he needs to hit, he'll hit. Look at Maduro. If he needs to hit, he will hit. And I believe God is getting ready to fulfill this prophecy. Now, if I'm wrong, Brother Hiles used to preach on prophecy. He said, I was wrong every message I preached. But I think I'm on the track here. And I believe that it'll help you if you get more focused on what God's doing. And you're looking for Jesus to come back. And you're living for Jesus. And what does that mean? get your life ready. If a bride's going to get married, she's going to get herself ready. Right? We're going to have a marriage. These guys, this bride's going to want to be ready. And I know you ladies will help her. Thank God for it. But you're the bride of Christ. These things are to help you to get ready to meet him. And that means don't live like Lot and slouch towards Sodom. Don't be on TV watching the garbage and on your internet watching all the garbage of these Hollywood, or these, I'm not even going to say it, fornicators. Trash. Stay away. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed, and it's time to be holy. The Bible says, get close, because he's close to coming back. I wonder if you say tonight, preacher, I've not been purifying myself. I've not been preparing myself.